We bleed the same blood. We share the same home. And we salute the same great American flag. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever back down. And we will never, ever, ever, ever surrender.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Wow. We have a new guest who's just joined us. Amber Bowen is here, and she is the secretary of the Belmont County Hoof and Paw. Well, I'm glad you could finally make it here, Amber. Interview's almost over.
I know.
My goodness gracious. Is she always like this, Joy?
Not always. Okay. Usually she's pushing me out the door.
Okay, great. So the damage that was done to your reputation is just unbelievable. Do you want to tell the people about the boudoir pictures?
Yeah, it's funny because his boudoir, okay, the lady who did the boudoir pictures for me was Carissa Tucker. Very talented. Very, very talented.
They look very nice. I'm not trying to be a perv here, but they actually look very nice.
Yeah, yeah. And they were buried in my Facebook at least 3 to 4 years back. Carissa had used them for advertising. I downloaded them into my Facebook because, you know, she had them up there. I was decently covered. I mean, it wasn't like everything was hanging out.
Right.
And so
I was hoping that actually it would have been better for me.
Free show.
I'm a guy. You know, I was like, oh, that's it? Jeez. Yeah.
But anyway, they were buried. Like, right. And just recently, there was another post about a horse that I took in before I was ever a humane officer.
Back to the pictures. That's what people want to hear.
Okay. But anyway, these boudoir, there was four of them, and they were on my Facebook 3 years back. They had to go back searching through my Facebook for 3 years, and the interesting thing is they were blocked. They were blocked from my Facebook, and I'm blocked from Ashley's Facebook, but yet they were able to go back 3 years on my Facebook to look for these pictures.
My goodness gracious. And it turns out it was, they sent them to me, by the way.
Right.
That's when I first realized
we're dealing with
psychos here. This is crazy. But listen to this. Tell the listeners that I was not aware of this till this commercial, the last commercial break. Your pictures have been circulated throughout Belmont County.
They've gone to officials. They've gone to law enforcement. They've gone to judges. They've gone to
judges.
Yeah. I do believe the judges have them. Yeah, some of the judges. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
Why would they send the psycho Sanderson sisters? Why would they send this to judges and police?
Well, one judge.
What the hell are they thinking?
One judge asked me or mentioned to me that he heard that he was in my pocket. And that was asked
which
in the courthouse.
Which judge is this?
And what does he charge? Well, no, this would be Judge Babra.
Who
is in no one's pocket. Yeah. What was misconstrued is I said I work well with law enforcement, prosecutors, and the judges. I, on a professional level, respect and actually fear a lot of those people. Like, seriously fear those people. That's why I do respect them, because they have powers that we will never have. And that got turned around to say I had them in my pocket. I'm like, I brought that up in a court. I brought that up in a court hearing with Ashley Bartow that you said, it's on court record, you said, have you ever heard, I asked her, have you ever heard me say I had judges in my pocket? And she said, yes. And I said, there's a different, I said, was that the exact words, or was it, I work well with law enforcement, prosecutors, and judges? She said, it's the same thing. No, it's not the same thing.
Just absolutely, absolutely, absolutely insane on so many levels. So they're circulating all these boudoir pictures of you throughout Belmont County, including me. I've seen them. I wasn't sure what I was dealing with here, because at first it was like, I like all of you. I never had a problem with any of you, either side. Never, never a problem. And then this stuff that I'm getting from the Psycho sisters, the Psycho Sanderson sisters, was like weird. And then these pictures, and it was like, well, these women have lost their friggin' minds. Well, what the hell is this?
But what more hurt us is they were going, when I get a donation, I post thank you on our thing. They had gone down through those and actually contacted some of our benefactors to inform them not to send us money.
And you have pictures of that, screenshots of
that?
We
had one of the benefactors come and send us the actual message they received.
Wow.
To not send us money. That woman was absolutely furious.
I can see
because
why.
Because they did that. And it has cut our money. It really has.
How much damage financially has this attack, personal attack on you and your children and the agency, what does it cost you?
Well, we were originally getting about $2,500 a month from benefactors. We are down to $250 a month.
You're getting less than 10%?
Yes. Yes.
And you can trace that directly to when they started attacking you?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. 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 So any money, if we do not have money coming in, any dog food bought comes out of my pocket.
Good Lord.
So I take a large portion of my income, which also we found that someone said that I don't work, so I have to be using Belmont County Hoof and Paw money to cover my expenses. No, I work. I work all day as a humane officer. I sit down between 9 and 11 at night, and I work for hours in the night on an online job that I have had for 13 years.
Really? What kind of? I do
medical coding.
Really?
Yeah, I do medical coding at night. I get paid by the chart that I view, and it's a very lucrative position. I love, and it's well known. But
I didn't know it.
Yeah. Nobody knows. Well, nobody knows because they see me and you do that. So.
Well, of course, now everybody knows. Yeah. Tell me what's happening. All right, that's enough. So this big day that started yesterday, the day of giving. Is that what it's called?
Yes, it's Tuesday. I forget what it's called. Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday. All right, fine. So now that I have you here also with Amber, who is the Secretary of Belmont County Hoof and Paw, tell me what you want or hope that the listeners will do to help you, to help the animals of Belmont County.
Understand that the animals of Belmont County that we have, we don't get to keep them 3 days and get them out. We keep them to an end of a court case. And then we get them out. And sometimes by then, it's harder to get them out. We're hoping that we can get dog food donated. We prefer Purina One dog food because it's very easy on their stomachs, especially coming from starvation mode. You can't just feed them anything. You have to keep them on a strict diet. That actually helps them gain weight. And we have very much success with Purina One lamb and rice getting their stomachs started again. We need money for vet bills. If they don't want to send them directly to us, take them to Huntington Bank, put it in our account. If not, take it to Heritage Vet up in Hopedale. Dr. Pendleton is our vet. Send it to them. They can put it on our books. You know, if people have doubt, there's other ways to donate other than giving us money, and we're welcome to any of that. You know, we'll work around anything that they feel comfortable with. But we're trying to get enough food and vet money that if we have an emergency or we have more dogs coming in, and right now we're full, we still have one more dog to bring in, we're full, but if we can, we need to get out. We also have a giving tree that has gone up at McCormick's down in Glendale. And on it will be all the dogs that are adoptable right now, that are free from the court, ready to go. And we're also looking for money to help spay and neuter. We still have about 10 dogs we got to spay and neuter.
My goodness. And you're losing roughly over $2,000 a month in donations that had been coming in, all because the Psycho Sanderson sisters. And now I think you had told me that they're going after Harrison County?
We've seen some rumbles on Facebook on Harrison County and some issues that are arising out there. You know, when you're in with all the animal groups, you start seeing patterns. And I know we've watched the Facebook page or the Facebook posts going up, and Harrison County Humane Society is having some issues.
With the same people?
With the same people.
Why are they not in jail?
I guess nobody stood up to him.
This is absolutely amazing to me. I don't know what I don't know. And in fact, Amber, let me ask you, now that you finally joined us, because you were busy doing, you know, important things instead of being on live here with Dimitri. But what do you make of all this, Amber?
It saddens me. It angers me. I mean, the personal stuff aside, it hurts the dogs.
That's the most important thing.
Ended up taking more in because, like Jolie said, I mean, one, I don't know if she told you, one was hanging by its neck. It was stuck.
What?
Yeah. The last case that she took in, and she's waiting to take the one in, it's my understanding the dog's blind, so it probably couldn't see. And to me, it looked like it had fallen off of a cement wall. Yeah. And it was literally hanging there.
Yeah, God, and it's skin and skin and bones.
Oh, jeez.
It has pneumonia. The dog we took in, or the other two dogs we took in with it, the other dog has pneumonia. So we're treating them for pneumonia. One of them has Lyme's. Mm-hmm. There's another smaller one that has gastritis, and we have one more to come in that is a little healthier than the other ones, but space is an issue. Yeah. We don't have space. Yeah. We don't have more kennels. We need more kennels. We need more space.
How much money do you need? I've got lots of listeners, and some of them love animals, and some of those people can write big checks. What do you need?
We need kennels. And an average kennel costs, I don't know. We were very lucky. B. Carl gave us their last set of kennels.
The ones I was looking online through Tractor Supply run, what did I say, between $300 and $400?
$300 and $400 for a kennel.
So can people donate on Facebook?
Yes, they can donate through the Giving Tuesday on Facebook on our page, yes.
Okay, and it's Belmont County Hoof and Paw.
Belmont County Hoof and Paw. They can donate through Huntington Bank.
Okay, and people want to get in touch with you. Do you want to give out your email address, phone number, anything like that?
Yeah, it's bchp911@gmail.com. Also, my phone number is 610-314-5203. I had to think.
Okay. We're almost out of time. My guests always get the last word. So, Julie Larish, my microphone quickly is yours.
Whether it's Giving Tuesday to Belmont County Hoof and Paw or whether it's Giving Tuesday to any animal organization, make sure they have animals that they are actually taking care of. Your humane societies, I want to say something about that. I mean, most of your humane societies are run totally by donations. So, whether it's Jefferson County, Harrison County, our county, all humane societies are donations. So those are very important. We don't have a backup system.
Belmont County Hoof and Paw, please help these people. Please donate a lot. Go on Facebook, Belmont County Hoof and Paw. They do great work. Ladies, thank you both so very much. Hang in there.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.